Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, here we are, the last broadcast of 2023. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, December 31st, worldwide transmission. I have got five special reports that we're going to be airing here during the first hour. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I just wanted to say, before we get to all the news and information, I am beyond thankful and beyond humble for our great listeners and viewers and supporters who have stood with us in the last 29 years, but particularly the last five or six during unprecedented globalist attack. You understood how important InfoWars was with our callers and our guests and our special reports and the books and the films and everything we do to be the modern Paul Revere's, to expose the globalists when they made their move against humanity. We have come so far together, and now people understand that the anti-New World Order movement is not some fringe group that's making something up, that we're the real populist population that understands what's really happening and understands that we're up against very, very sinister corporate forces that are going to use war and every other crisis we can imagine and cutting off the resources and open borders to bring us to our knees and bring in a global cashless society right out of Revelations. And so, yeah, it's negative to know all of this. It's very, very scary. But overall, at the end of the day, it's negative sounding. But the globalists were doing this whether people are conscious or not. It's much better to be conscious and aware of what's happening and not go along with it. So it's been an insane year. And if you think 2023 was insane, you don't need me to tell you 2024 is going to be, I'd say, five times crazier. And that is a conservative estimate. So get right with God. Get prepared. Warn everybody you know that's not fully awake. Realize everything you do, whether it's talking to somebody or whether it's, you know, being politically active, whether it's calling into talk radio, whether it's praying, whether it's going to city council or county commission or school boards and standing up against the leftist agenda, they can't get their program through unless they can scare us and bully us into submission. But it's far scarier to go along with them. It's far more horrifying to submit to this death cult. And that's really the term I've been using for a long time. I don't think I even coined it, but now I notice a lot of people, from Tucker Carlson to Max Kaiser to Joe Rogan to his guests, they all call it a death cult because that's what the globalists are. You know, 6 months ago, Elon Musk was back on Joe Rogan again after years, and he said, this is a death cult. And he said, if you see naked and afraid, that's what they want you to be living, those that survive. If we shut off civilization for even half the population, it shuts it off for everybody. So even if you think the world's overpopulated, you can't kill the third world, then you're actually going to live either. We are all tied together in this, and they're building a post-industrial world, a nightmare system. So that's the facts. And at least we're not in the dark anymore. At least most people aren't. And exponentially, there's an awakening. So we know what's going to happen. Yeah, we're starting to win the battle. We haven't won the war. The enemy is going to throw everything they've got at us in the next 10 months. They are so scared of Trump getting back in control. He already messed up their plans in so many ways. Now he understands that what I warned him about and others warned him about the New World Order isn't just some cosmology. It is the heart. It is the core of what's happening on the planet. So for myself and the crew, I want to thank you for an incredible year of support and pastures of support. And want to encourage you now more than ever. Take the live show links from InfoWars.com/show. Take the live links off of X while we're on there. I'm not taking it for granted. And I'm not taking it for, you know, given. And just take the videos and the articles and the clips and just get them out to everybody you know, because we are so effective right now, because as the enemy makes their move, people are going to realize we told the truth. And everything I said 20 years ago or 10 years ago has become solid gold now when it comes to waking people up, because I say, how the hell do you know all this word for word? Because we're following the enemy battle plan. We have their playbook, and we can expose them and we can defeat them together. I want to thank God for this incredible year as well, for helping wake up so many people and to give us the guidance and direction to be even stronger next year. And we're going to go to this very important broadcast. And then, of course, we've got a very special broadcast tomorrow on Monday. Chase Geyser coming up a little bit later. So again, please spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are what the globalists fear. So I salute and thank you all. I love you. Please stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
A month ago, when the globalist puppet Joe Biden came out and said, if you don't give us $106 billion for Ukraine, he told Congress, your sons and daughters within months will be fighting Russians in Ukraine. He put a gun to our head. People said, well, you know, he's a puppet. He spoke out of turn. He doesn't mean that. Well, he came back out yesterday, and the video and statements are on InfoWars.com, and said again, no, we're going to have war with Russia if we don't have unlimited funding to Ukraine. And then yesterday, a major Russian city 40 miles over the border from Ukraine, Belgrade, was hit with cluster bombs fired by vampire missile batteries. That's what they're called, vampire missile batteries that NATO provided. Now, remember just a few years ago, oh, we can't give them long-range missiles. Ukraine will hit Russia, and that will cause a full-scale war. So whether you think Russia's good or bad or neutral on this, this is escalating into full-bore war with Russia. And that's exactly what Biden and others want. So now they're having an emergency UN Security Council meeting. This is clearly a terrorist attack. The Russians are not targeting civilian infrastructure. When the Ukrainians shoot down some of their missiles, they hit civilian infrastructure. Russia, all the experts agree, is not targeting civilians. But now Ukraine is, as a desperate move to try to draw Russia in to hit civilian targets so they can be demonized, so NATO has an excuse to officially enter the war. A lot of you want war. A lot of you leftists who can't even wipe your ass or even shoot a gun or skin a buck or run a trot line love war now. You say, Sean Penn, let's have nuclear war. It's survivable. You're playing tin soldier here with all of our futures. No, we don't want a nuclear war with Russia. And that's where this is all going. And NATO and Ukraine have lost this. So now they want to double down. This is madness, and it needs to stop right now. Going into the year 2024, we all need to demand peace and demand a peace deal and stop this and shut this down, as well as demanding a ceasefire and a peace deal in the Middle East with Israel and Gaza. This is all out of control. The globalists are desperate. Their financial system's collapsing. So they want a global crisis to smokescreen what they're doing. We need peace now. We'll be covering it live at InfoWars.com/show. Well, it's the final day of 2023, and there have been two massive COVID developments, really the biggest of this year. Officially, all over the United States and blue cities are announcing a return to mask, COVID protocols, all the same fear-mongering. And if you remember back in August, I was told that by TSA, whistleblower, and Border Patrol. And now it's officially happening that by the end of the year, they wanted to try to roll this out. Now, the even bigger development is this. They're now claiming a new strain is going around and that it causes myocarditis and heart attacks. And that's why there's all these heart attacks and myocarditis happening. Funny, it's been happening ever since the shots started in early 2021. And it's in the mainline literature. It's being caused by the shots. Even the Food and Drug Administration has had to admit that. So now they're spinning it all over the news, ABC, CBS. Oh, dun, 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 holiday heart. You know, the holidays can make you get sad and have a heart attack, but now it's the COVID virus that's causing the heart attacks, but it's the new variant. So the new variant caused the last 2.5 years of death all over the world, the people that took the shots. This is the new cover for it. They've got TV ads and PSAs in Europe, Canada, the U.S., Australia. Hey, it's normal to have heart attacks. Babies have them. Little kids have them. Yeah, it's normal that the numbers are increasing. We don't know why. And finally, they're saying it's COVID. And in a way, it is. The so-called vaccines make your body create the spike protein. That's the part that hits the receptor site that does cause a viral infection of the heart. So it is the shots causing a viral infection of the heart that can cause myocarditis, and now myocarditis has exploded. So they're telling you it's the wild virus when it's really the body producing the spike protein that's the delivery system of the virus. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. The new normal, mass heart attacks, mass deaths, millions dead, myocarditis, all these other health problems, strokes, blood clots. The coroners have come out and said record blood clots. The epidemiologists have as well. This is the fact. So this is their power grab. This is their depopulation operation. We'll be covering it all live at InfoWars.com/show. Don't fall for this crap.
Three.
Global heart failure pandemic. That's the headline being pumped out. Now, we've already seen a global heart failure pandemic in the last 3 years since they rolled out the experimental COVID shots. And remember that FDA document from October of 2000 where they predicted that one of the, quote, adverse reactions would be an increase in myocarditis and other forms of heart trouble, blood clots, strokes. They knew because they tested similar so-called vaccines, gene therapies, on rats and other rodents, and this had happened. So now they're telling you that the global epidemic in heart issues is being caused by a new variant that just showed up in the last month, and get ready for even more massive heart failure around the world. This is coming out of Japan. It's coming out of Europe. This is a cover story. I've interviewed top heart experts, top researchers. You know their names, Dr. Peter McCullough and many others. And very little evidence that the normal manufactured lab-grown virus caused any increased heart problems. But then with the increased heart problems we saw in the last few years from the shot, Fauci, remember, tried to say, oh, no, it's caused by COVID. And, quote, any heart problems caused by the shot are overshadowed by COVID, so it's a better cost-benefit analysis. But if you read the stories from Zero Hedge and others that do a really good boil-down of it all, they show there's no evidence of that. No, no, it is the spike protein that the so-called vaccine makes your body produce that attacks the heart, causes something similar to a viral infection, and half the people that come down with this type of myocarditis will be dead within 10 years, according to the real studies that are out there. So this is devastating. This is their cover story for what they've done. It is so sickeningly transparent. Now they're trying new mask mandates and lockdowns again in blue cities. As I told you in August, we're coming from our sources. This is criminal. Let's mobilize again like we did in the last 3 years and expose this next push. We've got to do it to save lives. The UN treaty they're trying to pass will take control of our bodies. We've got to stop this UN power grab now. Hard to believe that we are here at the end of 2023, the final transmission of 2023. And I want to bring up one of the most important issues in the world right now. Elon Musk illustrated it perfectly a few days ago. And more than 30 million people have seen the graph from official federal numbers. So keep in mind, this is the number of illegal aliens that they, quote, apprehend and then ship across the border into the United States. It's estimated that up to 3 to 4 times more never even get officially enrolled. So the number is actually much higher. When you look at the graph from federal numbers, remember, it's much worse, you see there are more illegals crossing the border than Americans had children in the last few years. And these illegals, on average, are going to have more than 5 children. It's about 5.3 children, it's estimated, per group that comes across, per family. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our country as we know it. They're bringing in people that are being indoctrinated, being signed up for welfare, who are brainwashed at UN refugee centers into leftist, Marxist-Leninist ideology before they come in. And once they get here, they're allowed to vote. They're allowed to get driver's license. They're allowed to be in the military. They're allowed to be police officers. This is Red Dawn. It was in slow motion, now in fast motion. This is a UN invasion. We've got to expose it. And I got to say, Elon Musk is doing more than even Trump or myself when it comes to exposing this because he has the biggest platform. I asked Trump personally and said, don't just give speeches. Do fireside chats and show graphs, show clips, show statistics, show numbers. Kind of a 2.0 of what Roosevelt would do. And Trump's never done it. But Elon Musk has really stepped in right now. And we know Biden's a puppet. And the real president of the American people and of the resistance against the globalists, who's actually standing up for our borders, our sovereignty, our technology, is Elon Musk. It's just true. You judge a tree by its fruits. And so I look forward to seeing Elon putting out more illustrations. I have another one coming up later in the broadcast today of what's really happening in the world. He put out that shot at night of North Korea and South Korea to illustrate how bad communism is versus liberty. So, again, these statistics are real. They're key. Please get them and please share them. We can save this republic. I want to show you a photo that Elon Musk posted on X yesterday. It's a well-known photo. In fact, there's thousands of these out there from satellites, and they all show the same thing. You have North and South Korea divided up during the Korean War between the two different sides. One side is communist. One side is free market. And it's incredible. South Korea per capita in the world is the richest nation in the world, the most productive, the most wealthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Panicked Californians fleeing a mini tsunami. I'm thinking that maybe we're just a bunch of cowards as a nation, for lack of a better term. Let's run clip three here in a second. Watch these Californians freak out as they get swamped with a puddle.
Oh. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ!
The screaming in the background. There's about, I don't know, what, 4 inches of water just sort of creeping and crawling up. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Panic! Because a little bit of water gets on the street.
Oh my God.
And that's just the nature of California. It's not just that. They're scared of everything from water to this new variant of COVID. But they're not scared of things like fecal matter being in our tap water. They're just scared of a little tsunami and this new round of COVID. Let's look at this mask mandate in LA County. Thank you. Now, this is clip number 7. In clip 7, you're going to see how grateful people are in L.A. County that mask mandates have come back into effect for the sake of the immunocompromised and, frankly, everyone, because everyone is vulnerable to this new virus. Go ahead and run clip 7.
Hey, guys. Great news. After all the work we've done, mask requirements are back in healthcare settings in LA County.
Woo!
So thank you delivering this letter to Dr. Ferrer, and thanks for doing this. This is important for the immunocompromised, for everyone who is vulnerable to SARS-2, which is everyone. So thank you so much. We did this. We did this together. Thank you. See you out there.
Unbelievable. So they want you to wear masks, but they're okay with you drinking fecal water. They're terrified of these tsunamis. Let's just go straight into clip 6 here. This is from Toilet to Tap. California is trying to boost its water supply by mixing wastewater back into the water that is consumed by the average Californian. Let's go ahead and run 6.
From toilet to tap. That's what some call the process of turning wastewater into drinking water. But in California, they're now trying to change that narrative.
The item is adopted. The vote is unanimous.
After facing extreme drought that brought reservoirs down to historic lows, California has approved new rules to allow water agencies to treat wastewater for public consumption.
So there is a very extensive advanced water treatment process, and it goes through 3 stages. So microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
The water must be treated for pathogens and viruses. Officials say the treatment is so thorough that it removes minerals from the water, which must be added back in to improve its taste. In San Diego, there's hope that this recycled water could eventually supply nearly half the city's water.
Drought happens all the time, and with climate change, it will only get worse. And this is a drought-resistant supply that we will need in the future to meet the demands of our communities.
Colorado is the only other state that's approved a similar process.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I lived in California for 3 years, unfortunately. It was the worst 3 years of my life in terms of places that I lived and overall happiness. You have to work 21 hours a day to afford to live there. So everything they tell you about the weather being beautiful and the landscape being beautiful and the beach being beautiful is baloney, because everybody who actually lives there and pays taxes and works has to work 21 hours a day in order to afford to live there. It was a nightmare. I hated the feeling of writing a check to Gavin Newsom. And frankly, I'm just freaked out that he could potentially be the Democratic candidate for 2024, because he's the worst governor in the history of governors in the United States of America. He's totally corrupt. He's related to Nancy Pelosi. San Francisco is a total just crap show. And the fact that anybody would ever advocate for him to move here is crazy. But when I moved to California and I moved into the cheapest apartment that I could have find, which was 925 square feet and about $3,100 a month, $36,000 a year to live, $37,200, I guess. And on top of that, you got to pay taxes on the money that you make to afford the rent. So you're paying $36,000 plus 25% of whatever you had to make to pay that. It's just, it's insane living there. But when I moved into the apartment, they made me explicitly sign a piece of paper that said that the water was poisonous. And that if anything happened to me from drinking the water that was coming into my apartment, that the apartment complex was not liable. They just tell you, don't drink the water. You've got running water, but you just can't drink it. You can bathe in it, but you can't drink it. And now they're going to put this wastewater back in. Everybody in California drinks out of water bottles anyway. It's like going to Mexico. When you go to Mexico, they tell you, don't drink any of the water. Use water bottles. The water isn't good. It's the exact same situation in California. We're becoming a third world country. The only reason people are going there is because they're offering everybody free health care in terms of illegal immigrants. I don't know if you heard that news, but there are reports now that illegal immigrants are being provided with statewide free health care by the state of California. And any rational president of the United States, whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump or somebody else from Timbuktu, would call up California and say, look, we got this border crisis. Please don't offer illegal immigrants free health care, because if you do, that's just going to provide more incentive for people to storm across the border into your state. Because now it's not just, hey, go to America, the streets are paved with gold. It's illegally cross the border, they're going to pay for your luggage to be transported, they're not going to arrest you, and if you go into California, they're going to provide you with free health care. I mean, it's really like a paradise for somebody who's illegal. The only place, the only person, the only group of people that it's difficult for in the United States of America are right-leaning American working-class civilians. If you vote Republican, if you support Trump, there's strike number one. If you're a small business owner, there's strike number two, because you're going to be disproportionately audited by the IRS, disproportionately monitored, surveilled, chastised, ridiculed, persecuted in the mainstream media. Yeah, if you're a white heterosexual male, small business owner with right-leaning politics in this country, things are about to get really tough. And I know that, racially speaking, the country's over 60% white, but that's not going to be true by 2050. And I don't really care about race at all, but there's correlation between race and culture. Correlation not being causation. And we have a situation in this country where the birth rate of Native Americans, and you are, I am a Native American. I was born here. So I'm not talking about Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren-style Native Americans, but by definition, I am native to this country, and so are you. You are a Native American. So Native Americans in this country have a birth rate of 1.7. That means for every one adult in this country, that's a couple, every one couple, they have 1.7 kids on average. And just like Jones said at the beginning of this broadcast, they're flooding the border with so many migrants that more people are actually coming into this country illegally than are being born in this country. And you don't think it's going to have any problems for our culture over the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years over the course of this century? Western culture is being migrated away. They tax you so much that you don't want to have kids because you know you can't afford it. Then they provide with your taxes all of the services that make it so easy for illegal people of different cultures to storm across this border than have 5 kids per adult. They are literally stealing your money and using it to fund the breeding away of your culture. Stick with us, folks. More on the other side.
January 2023. 24 is here. And that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We will be taking calls in the final
mainstream
hour.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Make sure you call in the second hour, the final hour of the show today. I want to take your calls and get your feedback on everything in 2023. What was the biggest news in 2023? What do you think the biggest story is going to be in 2024? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think we're going to be okay? We're going to talk about that sort of thing in the next hour. You know, it's always crazy to me. I covered the show for the American Journal on Friday morning. And in just 2 days, on the weekend, over a holiday weekend, I'm looking at the articles. I pull everything from Infowars.com first for all the shows. I always go straight to Infowars.com, print every single article that we have since the last show. And then if I want more content, I'll pop over to like Citizen Free Press or something and print them. But this is how much news has come in 48 hours. So much to talk about. And a lot of them are over the same story. I got them kind of divided up in sections. There's the Ukraine is real stuff, foreign policy. There's the economic stuff. There's the ballot issue. So there's different angles on similar stories. But it just never ceases to amaze me how much the story of the New World Order takeover can develop in a 48-hour period of time. And sometimes they're cute little stories about fecal matter in the water in California. But when you look at the 30,000-foot view, the overall narrative, the overarching theme, is that the government is doing everything it can to mitigate your rights and expand its own powers. And it's lying to you constantly about everything from domestic threats to foreign threats to whether or not we should be involved in these wars. And basically everybody who is a so... But that's the narrative. That's the truth. And I don't consider myself an expert. I've said that a million times. I don't really know anything. I just consider myself a smart guy who pays attention. And I get things wrong all of the time. One of the biggest things I got wrong is I never thought Russia was going to invade Ukraine. I thought that the Biden administration was lying about that. Adamantly, up until like the day it happened. I was like, no way. No way. They're lying. What? Then it happened. I was wrong. Get things wrong all the time. But the difference is, when I'm wrong, it's because I'm wrong. And when the mainstream media narrative is wrong, it's because they're lying. That's the difference. That's the beauty of InfoWars. That's the beauty of the Alex Jones Show. It's the beauty of the American Journal with Harrison Smith. It's the beauty of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. First of all, we're right way more often than the mainstream media. But second of all, when we're wrong, it's not because we're lying. It's because we got it wrong. But when you go to CNN or CNBC or ABC or NBC or NPR or any of these mainstream outlets, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, when they're wrong, most of the time it's just because they're lying. Because special interests have gotten in there, whether it's the pharmaceutical companies or the deep state. They've planted people ever since Project Mockingbird into the major media outlets, and they literally just lie to you on purpose for money and political cover. Constantly. About everything. To the point where our society has arrived at a place of total moral indiscrepancy. Total moral indiscretion. Where we have Ohio governors vetoing trans surgery bans for children. So there was a ban that passed that got vetoed by the Ohio governor. Transgender activists are jumping for joy as the Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, has vetoed a bill, HB 68, that would have banned the barbaric practice of performing so-called sex change operations on children in the state. DeWine announced the veto in a press conference on Friday, the last day he could have vetoed the bill. The bill would have also barred so-called hormone therapy and prohibited boys claiming to be girls from competing in state-sanctioned athletics. He fell for the con that such surgery is life-saving. So that's the argument, right? That's the argument that the trans activists perpetuate. Look, we know that the trans community, and I'm paraphrasing their argument, we know that the trans community is disproportionately inclined to suicide. And if you don't cut off your child's wiener in the surgery, then you're going to have a suicide. The kid's going to kill himself. That's the argument. So although that these surgeries, although these surgeries may seem uncouth, they may seem barbaric, they may seem just sort of disturbing, frankly, macabre, to say the least, you got to do it because these kids, these poor kids are going to kill themselves if you don't do it. And what was it from What is a Woman? Great documentary. It's not like 70% of trans suicides happen after transition surgeries. So everybody thinks that this suicide problem is because there's not an access to these sex change operations for the general public. When you look at the data, the vast majority of these suicides happen after these operations have taken place, after this hormone therapy has taken place. Isn't it the surgeries that are actually killing these people in that case? Couldn't we make the argument that when you cut off somebody's genitals or you render them sterile, their likelihood to want to kill themselves down the road is a little bit on the high end compared to the general population? I mean, if you think about it, the left, who has somehow successfully branded itself as the compassionate political party in America, has somehow branded itself as the party that represents the trans community and their interests and actually cares about them. Their official state-sponsored named position on the trans issue is mass sterilization. We're going to help the trans community by mass sterilization beginning as early as the first signs, symptoms, or inclinations or hints that somebody might have some sort of gender dysphoria. When has it ever been the compassionate position toward a group to sterilize that entire group? I mean, they call us Nazis. That sounds like the most Nazi damn thing I have ever heard in my entire life. We love you, so we're going to sterilize you and your entire community. And the interesting thing is, this is the thing that is going to be proven true in the next 20 or 30 years, that no one is ever going to admit is true, is that if this transgenderism is, in fact, genetic, if you're born in the wrong body with the mind of the opposite gender, then this mass sterilization, after one generation, should totally eradicate transgenderism off the planet. All right? I mean, let's just follow this logically. If it's genetic and you're born with it because you inherited it from a transgender person, and we sterilize all the transgender people so they can't have any biological children, then that means after one generation there will be no more transgenderism in this country. But what you're going to find is only an increase, because a very small portion of this actually has anything to do with genetics. This has everything to do with social psychology, with social media manipulating and reworking, basically brainwashing entire generations. It has everything to do with leftist critical theory, Marxist teaching in our schools, confusing and convincing children that they're something else. It has everything to do with the desire to be unique and special and perceived as a special person in the eyes of everyone else, compromising your entire integrity and causing you to desire to be something abnormal so that you have this praise and attention. And the more we celebrate that which is unhealthy, the more people will seek to be unhealthy. It's just part of the vanity metrics of America. It's of people, especially just people in general. That which is praised is performed. That's why it's so important that we have this sort of Christian nationalist movement. And I'm not talking about Christian nationalism where we legally enforce Christianity at a state level. I believe in the separation of church and state. But from a cultural standpoint, we have to have Christian nationalism because that which is praised is practiced. And if you praise anything other than Christ or anything other than God, then you're practicing some form of Satanism. And that's going to culminate in the decline of our entire civilization. Perhaps to the extent that it's irreversible. Fortunately, we have a God that doesn't punish the innocent with the guilty. And as long as there are those among us in America who seek some sort of path to the light, some sort of path to truth, some sort of goodness, then the nation won't be wiped out as a whole. But those who seek evil, those who do evil in this country are a growing number. And we're going to see more and more pain and suffering for ourselves as a result of this. Stick with us, folks. More on the other side. Visit InfoWarsStore.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses.
The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Starting January 1st, California will become the first state in the nation to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Under the expansion, more than 700,000 people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. CBS8's Rocío de la Fe takes a look at the new law and how immigrant rights advocates are reacting.
Immigrant rights advocates call the expansion of health care for undocumented immigrants a major milestone in California.
This is really a major step in California.
Advocates for immigrant rights are celebrating a monumental victory in the fight for more inclusive health care.
I'm so grateful. Again, I think it's really, really important to think about how big of a precedent this is for the entire nation.
Nettie Velasquez is a border policy coordinator at Alliance San Diego. She's a DACA recipient who has been fighting and advocating for health expansion for years.
A lot of undocumented people and, a lot of low-income people, because they don't have access to these resources, they wait until the very end to hopefully receive some care, and by then it's too late, and we shouldn't have to have people, waiting until they're feeling ill to go to the doctor. We should have preventative care, and that's why this is so important.
Those who are eligible will be able to qualify for Medi-Cal, the state's health insurance program for low-income individuals. Medi-Cal offers access to primary and preventative care, specialists, prescription medicine, and more.
They also deserve a right to have access to primary needs that they don't generally have access to.
Undocumented people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. Velasquez says having access to health care is a necessity the immigrant community shouldn't have to put on hold.
I do think a lot of people for so long have literally been neglecting their health because it just hasn't been accessible to them.
California Republicans have argued that the state's Medi-Cal system could overload the state's budget. Velasquez says she thinks the state is moving in the right direction, but believes there's still more work to be done. That's because many undocumented Californians will still remain ineligible for Medi-Cal because they make too much money to qualify, but not enough to afford private insurance.
We really have to continue including more folks and to not kind of forget about the ones who just make a little bit over.
California will not use health care to share immigration information with federal officials.
It makes me sick. And don't get me wrong, I feel bad for these migrants. I feel bad for anyone born in a third world country, a second world country, a place where freedom isn't celebrated. Frankly, I feel bad for anybody born in California because regardless of whether they know it or not, they've been born in a hellhole. And this is going to be the decline of our country. And I don't understand. What blows my mind is that people don't realize that there's no such thing as free health care. You either pay for it out of your pocket or you pay the government to pay for it. So you're adding a middleman. In what situation does adding a middleman anywhere ever actually make something less expensive? And they've gotten to the point where they've negotiated with these insurance companies. I'll tell you this story. My wife went to the urgent care when we were in Illinois for Thanksgiving. She got really sick. She got nauseous. I think she even threw up. Terrible headache. So she's like, I'm going to go to the urgent care. So she goes in. We give her Tamiflu and something else, and she feels better the next day. Great. Fine. No problem. We get a bill last week. Guess how much they charged for her visit to the urgent care? She was there for less than an hour. She had a COVID test and a flu test. She saw a doctor for a cumulative 20 minutes. Guess how much they charged? It was like $650. Health insurance paid for $450 of it, and they wanted us to pay $200 out of pocket. We called them, and we said, what's up with this bill? And they said, it's negotiated with the state. So in whose mind is the $650? I mean, that's more than like the best lawyers charge. We're looking at $650 for 20 minutes of time with a doctor. It's like $2,000 an hour for a doctor. I don't know a lawyer that charges $2,000 an hour. I don't even know if any of Trump's lawyers charge $2,000 an hour. But it's a total racket. When the state gets involved, everything gets more expensive. The health insurance companies actually want health care to be more expensive because they can only make 10% more than the cost of care. So the cost of care has to go up for their profit to go up. That's how screwed up and backwards and stupid our laws are around healthcare. Now we want to give it away for free to incentivize more illegal immigration and make it more expensive for everybody else that lives in California. People will die because of this policy, which has convinced everyone that it's actually saving lives. I mean, come on. And now they're coming out saying that this new COVID strain will cause global heart failure in this pandemic, claiming the, quote, experts. Remember what we said about experts, first of all. And so right as there's this new strain of COVID, this new heart failure pandemic, somehow California simultaneously, as a coincidence, decides to pay for the health care of illegal migrants at the same time, knowing that there's this new pandemic coming. And it's a racket for the pharmaceutical companies, many of them based in California. They want the state paying for this. They want more people consuming their goods, their products, their services, their pills, their drugs. So they make up these pandemics. They even want you to get sick. They can even inoculate you with these vaccines so you develop a condition that they patent the drugs for to treat. The drugs are designed to make you sick. Like going to, you know what they say about chiropractors? I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not opposed to chiropractors, okay? But what they say about chiropractors is every time you go in, they fix something. And then they create another problem, so you got to come back. That's the old rumor, right? I don't know if it's true about chiropractors or not, but it's definitely true about the pharmaceutical company. Go in, you got high blood pressure. Instead of telling you to stop being fat, they'll give you blood pressure medication, and it'll cause some other problem. And then they're going to treat you with that. And then by the time you die, you got a box about this big with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday on it with 8 million pills in each box. And you wind up rocking back and forth like Joe Biden at a press conference or Mitch McConnell, spending thousands and thousands of dollars, sometimes a day, on medication until you die. And the only reason they want you to live longer is because they know that the vast majority of all healthcare costs are in the last 90 days of life. So they really want you hanging on so that last 90 days is just brutal. That's how they make their money. There's the box right there. Disgusting. I couldn't even eat a meal with that much in it half the time. It's absolutely asinine. And in the context of this, we see this transgender Space Force officer saying that inclusion is a national security imperative. So we're talking about screwed up healthcare initiatives, backwards thinking about what's healthy, what's good, what's acceptable, what isn't, what's mentally ill, what's not. A top transgender officer of the U.S. Space Force claimed that inclusion is a national security imperative. Let's hear what they had to say. This is going to be clip 12.
So inclusion is a national security imperative.
Man, she's got balls.
We fight today, and we are going to fight in the future using brain power. And if that brain, who's going to revolutionize the way we fight in space, really we fight in cyber, just happens to be in a trans body, you should want them all serving alongside me. And for your organizations, it's the same way. Those perspectives that we get from a diverse set of individuals, it's been talked about on stage a lot regarding the science behind high-performing teams. We need those perspectives. But it's inclusion that actually drives that. Because you can bring people in, and if they don't feel safe to speak up, if they don't feel safe to bring their full selves to work, you're not going to get the value of the diversity. So for us, it is absolutely critical to drive our future success as an organization and potentially on the battlefield. And I think it's the same way for all of you, because we can't leave that talent that is going to revolutionize the way we do business behind.
Let me ask you this. When has diversity ever been a good thing for any civilization? And I'm going to frame this to you in a very specific way so it can't be misinterpreted what I'm saying. I'm not talking about racial diversity, gender diversity, any sort of diversity of immutable characteristics here. I'm talking about cultural diversity. When has it ever been a good thing for the original culture when a new culture comes in and expands? You name it. Name one time that's been great. Never. It's always a bad thing when a new people, new ideas, new cultures come in and refuse to assimilate or blend or mix. When you have these two hardline principles. And we've arrived at a place in this country where Americanism, traditional American values, have been met with this neo-political philosophy, this neo-political fascism, which is really stemmed from Marxism. And I tweeted this the other day. The only good thing about fascism was its opposition to communism. But somehow the Democratic Party has created a neo-political philosophy that has merged fascism with communism and called it democracy, as if it's some sort of a great thing. Now we've got this position where we're selling out our border, we're giving free health care to illegal immigrants, we're perpetuating terrorism in this country, and we're allowing mentally ill people into our military. Folks, more on the other side.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.